John Ward's health and physical problems are easy for me to try to ignore. I don't want to hear about them. I want to pretend they don't exist. Why am I wired that way? But they are real, and he pushes ahead, working at making a life for himself. This is probably my last interview with Johnny. These interviews have drawn us closer as friends, and they've revealed a beauty I've seen in his life. Beauty of a life that has refused to be drugged down by poverty, injustices, and physical handicaps. Beauty I see in his laughter and sense of humor. Beauty I see in his mastery of his martial arts. A beauty in his trumpet playing and love of music. And now there's the beauty of his 8-year-old daughter, Araya, a beauty he may well not see grow and mature. But there's, as the song goes, there's one child born in this old world to carry on. I'm not sure my interviews have succeeded in revealing any of this beauty, so I'm sorry, because it really is there. Well, then, let's get to talking. Okay, Johnny, last time we talked, we were going into why you went back to the Philippines for 15 years, and we had quite a discussion. You were there that long, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And now we're going to kind of go into some of the final phases of your time in the Philippines. Uh-huh. And as we were just discussing, you made a couple trips back and forth. The first time you came back from the Philippines, what was going on? What was that all about?
I had some illnesses. I was blind and ran out of pile of social-connected disabilities I had to tend to.
Okay. Was that something that was coming on kind of gradual, or did it happen fast and you needed to come back to the U.S.?
It had been coming along for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I had already had a surgery on my eyes.
Was that cataract or something
else? Yeah, but it was a different kind of cataract because I got blown up and my eye lenses were damaged and all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been growing over the years since I got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Did when you came back to get help with your blindness and eye problem, did that help? Did things get straightened out, or did it get worse?
Yeah, no, they got straightened out, but best I could get them. Yeah. But I lost an eye in the process.
I see. Yeah, and then you went back to the Philippines with intentions of staying quite a while, or what?
No,
was going
I went back
on?
To get my little girl.
Okay. How old was she at that point?
7.
Okay. Did she just kind of come along, or did you have a pretty close relationship with her mom, or what?
Yeah, I was married to her mom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she just came along because I had no kids ever.
Right. And you were how old when
67.
She came? Okay, that's pretty good.
I think, let me see, 67.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How old?
I know. Yeah, because it's 75 now. Yeah, and she's 8 years old.
How are you at changing diapers and feeding formula?
They're shaky, but we worked it out.
You were there doing it.
Yeah, her and I was real close, man, from day right away. Right away. Before she could walk or anything.
What's her name?
Araya.
Araya.
A-H-R-Y-A.
Huh. Wow. Was that a mutual decision on a name, or was that,
no, that
a family
was,
name?
That
or?
Was me.
Okay. Does it have meaning, or just you like the sound?
No, not sound. It's not. No, I wasn't doing that. It has a lot of meaning to me. It has historic things involved in that, from my knowledge of Africa and different areas in the area.
Huh. Yeah. Makes me think of the song Mariah.
No, Araya.
Yeah, and her name is Araya, but it makes me think of the song Mariah, which is...
No, that's not the song. That's the singer of a song.
Well, Mariah Carey, yeah. But there's an old song called Mariah, and that's... I won't
say. It's called
it.
Araya.
Yeah.
It's the name of that song you're thinking about.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's part of it.
Yeah,
interesting.
It's part of it.
Yeah. It's the name
the Cowboys called the wind. Mm-hmm. And they call the wind, and you say it's Araya.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Huh.
Different spelling, but yeah, that's what it is.
Right. Very interesting. Huh. So then you went back, and your daughter was how old at this time that you went back after getting some work
She's
on your eyes?
She's seven.
Seven, okay. And already in school then, about a second grader. Or don't they have grades like that?
Yeah, they have all that.
Okay.
Oh, she was in school, very smart.
And her language is, she spoke English?
She's English, Cebuana, mm-hmm, and a bit Tagalog.
Okay, mm-hmm, yeah.
From southern in the Mindanao region.
Was her schooling in English?
Both.
Both, okay.
All three.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I know Amish families, and when their kids are six and go to school, they immediately can only speak English in school.
No, and they don't have that.
That's how they get their English down.
She was always speaking English because mm-hmm of me.
Wow, yeah.
We were close every day, mm-hmm, every day.
Right.
We wake up in the morning, you ready to go? She's ready to go.
Ready to go.
You go. Before she could even talk.
Huh.
She's ready to go.
Wow. Neat.
I'll walk. Mm-hmm. She's ready to go. Grab her, we go. Mm-hmm.
Then a kidnapping took place. Is
this
that
is
right?
When I went back for her, yes. Yes.
And who kidnapped you?
Her uncle.
Hmm.
And his wife.
Why?
Money.
Money. Oh. Huh.
Money. And then, but they were hooked up with some other people, see?
Sure.
They had other people to help them in the okay process of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having another problem, a problem with my foot.
Yeah.
It got so bad I couldn't even walk.
Wow.
So when it would happen, when it would just onset the pain, I got to go to the clinic. So I get an ambulance. And he had connections, her uncle, had connections with the ambulance driver. Everybody's connected pretty much out in the province.
Wow.
And they hijacked me, took me to places that I wasn't aware of, and I was drugged. They did it, and that's how they kept me. They didn't have to worry about me going anywhere because I couldn't walk.
Huh. And did they keep you in, like, their own home?
No.
No.
No, I was always somewhere else, in another place that I wasn't familiar with, always.
Hmm.
But then when the mistake they made was when I got cognizant,
yeah,
then because I could not, I worked it out. I saw a chance when he went somewhere, because they would always stay around me, being my guards.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it worked out to where, like I said, when I became cognizant, capable of
thinking.
Yeah, thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I worked out a little plan because I had to do something. And I worked out a plan, and then it involved the police. But it was the idea of me being able to get to them.
Right.
And that's where the slip-up came when he wasn't around. Because they would stay with me at the places they would have me. Mm-hmm. And
how did they, all right, you became kind of cognizant,
yeah,
and knew what was going on.
Yes.
Before that, they had you drugged pretty heavily.
Well, they were drugging me.
Yeah.
But, and, but the wrong things, mind you.
Okay.
So, and they worked it out to where I was, you know, my head, when I woke up, cleared up a bit, then I know I'm, I don't know where I am. I'm in, excuse me, a different place.
Yeah.
And I knew that.
Yeah.
And they mess around and let the computer get to kicking. And so I worked out the thing, especially when he was gone. And they had even brought clothes for themselves to the places where we were going. You know, they
right.
were. And then there were people around helping them. And so, and they were affiliated with the ambulances and all that kind of stuff, so they could do what they, you know what I mean? They, I always knew when I was making a move.
Did they ever have you actually physically locked in rooms or tied up or anything like that?
I didn't have to be tied up. I can't walk.
Huh.
And the drugs kept me down pretty much in the first place.
Right.
But when I got this head right, even without being able to walk, I worked out a little system where I could kind of break it. But I had to pay a ransom at one time. They done this a couple of times. First time I escaped was the start of the down here run for me.
Right.
I'm getting out of this. This is a done deal.
Yeah.
Had to pay ransom.
Mm-hmm.
I paid it.
And how actually did that happen? Were you able to just like write a check to him or something? Or
No, I had to go to the bank.
Okay. And so it was a bank you were familiar
with? Or I could use my ATM card.
Right. So they probably threw you in an ambulance, took you to an ATM machine, and said, crank it out, buddy.
Yes, sort of.
That's sort of how it happened.
But one time, when I paid this ransom, just how it happened. Huh. I was in it. I had been in an ambulance. And that's how I got the money did then.
And once that first time they got some money, then they just kept playing the game?
No, I escaped.
You escaped that time.
After that, okay. The next time it was just pure escape.
Huh. Huh.
And I even got completely out of the country with help. I had help.
Mm-hmm. Who helped you out? How'd that?
Well, I don't know if I should say that. I don't want to get.
Okay.
I don't want to get him in trouble.
There you go.
Because I do plan to write a book and.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And pulling that name out is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna figure it out.
Did you see?
They're gonna know.
Did you see this coming? Did you see these people as being rotten, evil, and capable of doing you in, or did it come as a bit of a shock?
Well, like I was threatened. It threatened my life.
Wow.
If I involved the police.
Oh. Oh.
So, and I brought the act, kept it in mind now, mind you, because I have no connections. I mean, I have some connections, but not. No influence in that way.
Yeah.
So, and what I say is, there's nothing. Do you have any witnesses?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all a whole nother people, a whole nother kind of people. They have a whole different customs and all that other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That makes them unique.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a place where I don't have all this, and I'm the bank.
Yeah.
Because foreigners are rich. In the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to the Philippines.
Yeah.
You were rich when you was there.
And I felt like everybody around me was ready to con me.
For a fact.
And do me in.
For a fact.
Yeah.
Now you understand what I'm saying.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I was threatened to be killed.
Yeah. Huh.
By my brother-in-law.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did they make a living? Was this it? Or did they have some kind of a taxi drive?
Well, I put them into business in the first place. I have about four Motorellas, which is,
one step.
Like a bus.
Right.
But they're a motorcycle hooked on a little trailer kind of deal.
Right.
That they build and put on them, and they hold about 10 small people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you just said you didn't feel like you could ever go back there again.
I wouldn't. I'm not gonna.
Right.
I wouldn't dare.
Yeah. So what's the hope of extracting Araya from this?
I may not be able to get her until she's 18. And then...
Until she what?
18.
18, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the rules. And they're gonna keep her as long as they can.
Yeah.
Even after that.
Yeah.
By that time, she'll be mentally.
Yeah. Part of it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty grim. Hmm. So, the police were actually helpful once you got a hold of them.
No.
Can you say that? No, not really.
No, absolutely not.
Hmm.
They weren't helpful. Even when she broke in my house, we were separated. But you never separated until you're not married.
Right.
There.
Huh.
And to get a divorce, there is no divorce there unless you get it out of the country.
Wow. Huh. Goes back to their
Catholic
roots.
It's two places
roots.
In the world
huh.
that there's no divorce. The Philippines.
Right.
And the Vatican.
Hmm.
And Vatican City.
Hmm.
That's a fact.
Wow.
That's how the rules work.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah. Huh.
Very different.
Hmm. How long were you... Well, then you're still married.
No.
Oh, because you left the country.
There I would be.
All right.
But not here.
Okay.
I got a divorce here.
Okay.
That time, when I first came back from there, I got a divorce.
I see.
So yeah. When I went back to get my daughter, I tried to file a case in court. Mm-hmm. The lawyer beat me out of 50,000 pesos and didn't file a case.
Wow.
So he changed sides.
Right. Mm.
And conned me out of 50,000 pesos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I paid the 50,000. Yeah. Didn't get anywhere.
Kind of sounds to me like you've had enough of the Philippines.
I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, I still communicate with some people there.
Yeah.
But I'm done.
Yeah.
No, I will not go back.
Yeah.
Because they can charge me with something then.
Hmm.
I'm not having it.
Right. So a friend actually was able to help you get out.
Yes.
The police really didn't help.
No, not at all. Oh, no, not at all.
Right.
Hmm. I was afraid to even talk to them.
Yeah.
I just used them with the other people to try to get set up so I could gone.
Right.
And it worked out. They were checking on me. When they found out I was gone, they had come to check on me.
Hmm.
They were trying to get my motorcycle and a few bunch of, anything they could.
Were you walking yet? You said
no,
you weren't.
No, I wasn't walking at all then.
Oof.
My foot couldn't hit the ground.
Huh.
That's why I need help to escape. Get right. out of there.
So somebody came, this friend of yours came with a wheelchair and wheeled you out? Or
no,
how
matter of fact, he packed me out to get to a vehicle.
Well, he probably wasn't a very big guy.
He's bigger size.
Oh, was he? Okay.
But I was, my feet were dragging the ground. I was hanging.
Huh.
How to show him how to pack me.
Yeah.
And he packed me.
Hmm.
Maybe go maybe 10, 20 feet.
Middle
then
of...
we'd stop and mm-hmm. I'd stand on one leg just while we wait. Then we'd go on again, another 10, 20 feet. Stop. And like that. Because this foot could not hit the ground.
Yeah.
Period. It was big, huge.
Wow.
And when he finally got me to the vehicle, and then we were on down the road to the ferry,
because
we were on an island. And we had to go to another place on Mindanao proper,
right.
Not an island, the most northern island in Mindanao, which is along the Surigao Straits. Which separates Mindanao from
Luzon?
No, okay. From
Cebu.
Cebu.
So first it was a buddy toting you out with one leg, and then into a taxi to a ferry.
No, not to a taxi. He took me all the way. We rode his car.
Oh, okay.
To the ferry.
All right, the ferry. Okay.
And off the ferry, for about 75, 80 kilometers to Cagayan de Oro.
Okay.
To catch a plane.
Was this daytime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we left at night.
All right.
Early in the morning, three a.m.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
When he was carrying me.
Right.
To the vehicle.
Yeah. And then you caught a plane.
No, I caught, well, in Cagayan de Oro.
Okay, yeah.
Which is why I caught the plane to Manila.
Okay. So the first, you were able to go to Manila. What all happened there? Just getting another plane?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and the following morning, I was out. We was off and running. Mm-hmm. We rode for 13 hours.
Wow.
Nonstop to LAX.
Okay. Did you get a chance to say any goodbyes, like to your daughter or anything?
No.
All right.
I wouldn't work anyway.
Right.
Come on now. That's how I got in there.
And
if they thought I was leaving, I mean, you know, I was threatened to kill.
Right. Exactly. No time for goodbyes.
No, none of that.
And
I even gave a lot of stuff away, including my motorcycle.
Okay. So it's just clothes on your back and jump in the airplane and head for L.A.
Well, pretty close International. To that. Well, kind of close to that. Right. I had a bag, but mm-hmm. had a backpack and a bag, two bags or something to take. Not right. much.
Yeah. And you probably some money in the bank. Was that transferable, or did you just yank it out, or how did that work?
Just left it.
Just left
it? I didn't want them to know I was leaving, because...
Yeah. Wow. So tell me about what happened when you came back to L.A. International Airport. Did anybody greet you? Yay, we're so glad you're back here in the United States. What happened then?
No, it was nobody. It was just me.
Yeah.
Huh. Can't walk.
And was it a military flight this time or not?
No, not at all. Commercial. This was all commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for all this, you know, and I got to... I had to go to Dallas, to Kentucky, to Washington.
State or D.C.?
D.C.
Okay.
To Detroit, I think, or Chicago. Chicago, from Chicago to Kansas City.
Hmm. Wow, that was really a roundabout.
And then when I got into Kansas City, straight to the hospital.
And this was all about your foot.
Oh, really? Yeah. My foot and my lungs. They took out multiple blood clots.
Huh. Hmm.
They saved my life.
And this was about a year ago. Was it in December or January?
The surgery was in, I think, November or something, like October.
Okay.
Or November, something like that.
So it was about a year ago then.
Yeah.
Because it's now, November now, the end of November.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Was your whole foot problem related to the blood clots?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hmm. Miracle that they didn't work their way up higher into your body, isn't it?
They did. The blood into clots were in my lungs. Okay. They got blood clots out of my lungs and my foot and my leg. And filter plate. I still have a filter.
Okay.
A blood filter I will have for the rest of my life.
Now, the blood clots in your lungs, how did they deal with those?
They got them out.
Okay.
I had surgery.
All right. It was a surgical thing.
And they... My foot was huge. I mean, huge.
Wow.
That, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were at least...
Like a basketball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't touch zero.
Oof.
Anything. Not the floor, anything. And then numb and all of that toenail fell off.
Was this brought on by a gradual onset of blood clots?
It has something to do with my blood. This Camp Lejeune.
Yeah.
Poisoning.
Okay.
I endured all that. I used to break out into my face. I mean, broke out now.
Right.
See that?
Yeah, I do.
That's from that.
Mm.
And my whole side of my face was broke out at one point, back of my neck, head, and all that was broke out. Just fell off. And they had, for my medical records, they said there was no etiology. That means no reasoning that they could come up for this to be happening.
Yeah.
So they could not diagnose me with anything.
Right.
This is what happened on a regular basis when I was out of the service and this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
This was going on. There's a history of my records. That's all through my records. There's history.
Johnny, I don't know how you survived that.
I don't either. Look.
Look
is all I...
All that going on,
yeah,
and still your
that,
brain
man.
Was halfway functioning enough for you to get out.
I was having more than that going on.
Yeah. Huh.
I used to suffer real badly from cluster migraines.
Oof.
And dizziness, ocular imbalance, and falling out kind of thing. Diarrhea.
When they were working on surgery on your lungs, was that out in Washington, D.C. or Chicago? Or
Kansas City.
Okay. Huh.
And the Veterans Administration sent me to KU Hospital.
Okay.
Kansas University Hospital. Mm-hmm. And they, one of the places there, they done a few surgeries on me. They done that surgery, and then they done the... I was at the VA when they done the surgery for the blood clots and all that other stuff. And then I went to KU for another surgery on my eye.
So
another one.
When you got off a plane in Kansas City...
Straight to the hospital.
And the airline saw you needed to go straight to a hospital?
No, they had nothing to do with it. I had... Well, my nephew took me to the hospital.
Okay.
He came and got me at the airport. And
because
I was helpless at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then things got better and they released you from the hospital and you came to Glasgow?
No, I went through I went through a lot of therapy and all that. All right. That was almost like a nursing home kind of thing.
Okay.
It's a place where you go to recuperate when you're having major malfunctions.
Yeah.
And after the surgery, I went to a rehab, rehabilitation place, and then they sent me to... Then after I got out of there.
But once you were telling me a story about they didn't know what to do with you and they put you in a shelter or something. No? Okay.
No, that was the rehab.
All right.
They
okay.
knew what to do with me. They right. put me in a rehab.
All right. Got that.
First rehab they put me in, it didn't work out for me.
Right.
I had to get out of there because people was in the hall and screaming. They wasn't taking care of it.
Yeah.
So I had to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you can just sit me out there under the bridge somewhere, but get me out of here. So I called and got out of there, and they took me back to the VA.
I can't imagine how your foot recovered from all that. Because you're walking now, and I just...
Yeah, but it's a trouble.
Oh.
You see some of these drugs I have to use. I have to use some of my drugstore in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I have all these blood thinners, and I mean...
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me.
Right.
Oh, it's never going to be right again.
Huh.
I almost lost it. They were going to take it off.
Right.
But I got lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh.
And here I am, and still teetering.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're doing pretty good, though, all things considered.
I think so.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow.
I think so. Very lucky.
Mm.
So far.
You've still got some things on your bucket list, though.
Yes.
Tell me about those. Well,
my number one bucket list is finishing my next book.
Okay.
And I need to get that done, and because it's about my little girl, and all these other things that have happened to me in the mix of that, and all these things kind of relate to the veterans, other veterans.
Yes.
I can't be, I'm not the only one with problems. They have problems, mm-hmm. and they have PTSD and mm-hmm. and brain injuries and all kinds of other problems. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And I've been locked into helping them
right.
with their problems mm-hmm. as best I can by feeding them knowledge of how to get the help.
Right.
And then, because so many have been left out and they've been brutalized in the way that the VA hasn't taken care of them or isn't taking care of them.
Right.
Today, mm-hmm. we've been through a lot of cuts with the VA, as a matter of fact. Donald Trump cut a lot of VA stuff out of the mix. Mm-hmm. They've changed. They took away the travel pay.
Right.
For they're going to the hospitals and all that. And some of them are just not getting help. And they don't even have any confidence in the VA.
Yeah.
And they're still killing it. It's mm-hmm. still getting beat over the head with that.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I feel it. I do feel it.
Yeah.
It's happening to me, even when I know. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting down to where I don't get around so well. I can't just drive down there.
Right.
I mean, I can't afford to just drive down right. there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And gas was through the roof mm-hmm. Just a little while ago. I mean, through the roof.
Yeah.
So, and I'm on a fixed income.
Right.
Like that. Mm-hmm. So that's not fitting. Mm-hmm. And then, like I say, they cut the travel pay and other VA benefits. Mm-hmm. So, and outsourcing, that doesn't help us. We got to pay for the gas. And the little DAB bands and things, hey, sometimes you're out of reach. And they're out of reach for me.
Yeah.
It's a hassle.
How will you... have you thought through the steps on how you're going to go about putting out another book?
Yes.
Explain that a little bit. What you got in mind?
Well, the things that we're doing
okay.
is a part of it. Mm-hmm. That's the basis. I'm giving you the basics of what it is. And then, I have to edit mm-hmm. and conform it to a proper book mm-hmm. for sale. Mm-hmm. Which I will do yeah. as soon as we get done with what we're doing. Right. I'm going to edit this, and there's a lot of information that you won't have because we haven't had time to discuss it all.
Right. Can you poke out words on a computer and come up with some kind of script? Okay.
If I had it. Not on that little telephone I have.
Right.
It's too small.
Right.
But I can type on
a laptop thing.
Yeah, if yeah. it's bigger.
Okay.
I can work with
it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Believe it or not, I can type without these fingers.
Huh. Uh-huh.
I can go pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was good at it.
Yeah. Huh.
When I had fingers, I was real sure. good at it. So now I'm just...
Well, I'm going to catch you
But doing... seeing is another part of my problem. I'm legally yeah. blind, so...
Yeah.
And that's why I had the magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a slow process, but the days are long, so... Watch out, it can happen.
No, I'm going to get help.
Okay.
I'm not going to even try to do this by myself.
Okay.
I'm going to have, that's too much strain. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see it. No.
Now, you had a fella help you with your other book. Is he available to give you a hand, or?
No, as a matter of fact, the Dr. Robertson.
That's right, that was the name.
But he's dead now, I think. I haven't been in contact, so he must be dead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Professor.
Yeah.
And is a friend of mine. And then
where was
another person, friend of mine, which is part of my, you know, kept me up to go and do what I'm going to do, was Dr. Martin.
Okay.
He was where I grew up with him.
All right.
Mm-hmm. He's dead.
Mm.
And anybody else, I'm kind of out there. I'm going to have to come up with someone.
Right.
To help me to do my editing and...
Sure.
And get me to the manuscript that I can send to my publisher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other book you wrote, Moron Core, when did you do that? Around 2000?
No, not done. I was in the Philippines. Well, I'd done the first one, which was error because some people made the mistakes on it.
Right.
I redone it when I was in the Philippines.
Okay.
And that was, I think, 2012.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah.
When I finished it and got it published.
Hmm. You can squeeze a lot into a day. You're running a little taxi service and.
but I was running it, but I wasn't just, I was just trying to keep it going and had a lot of problems in that sense because everybody else thought they could run more. No, you can't. There's the maintenance, and you have to put away the maintenance money as you go down the road because you're going to have maintenance.
Yeah.
And it's just how it is. So the proper budget is how you run a business in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't put anything back for the mishaps and things, you're not running a proper business, and you're going to just tear it up. Report everything that happens, every noise you hear, and so on, and let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can get it, because it can only get worse.
Right.
And then don't go certain places. Because it's not made like that. It's hooked onto a motorcycle that wasn't built to carry all that those people.
So there's a book on the horizon. What else on your bucket list?
Staying alive.
There you
staying
go.
Staying alive. Because I have a lot of problems. I still have to get taken care of. Medically.
Yeah.
And I'm losing my vision in this eye. I'm just gone in the left eye. So,
yeah.
So I'm legally blind now. So, I'm kind of stuck a little bit.
Yeah.
But I want to get something done so that I can put some money away for my little girl.
Yeah.
Because when she becomes 18, well, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think I'm going to be around that long. That's a long time from now.
Yeah. You're 75 now.
Yes.
When is your birthday? In December or?
February. February 4.
Yeah.
Not rushing it.
Yeah. What are some big regrets you have in your life? Any? Is that a waste of time regretting things?
I kind of regret Vietnam.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Just taking. Since I got wounded, that's been a priority.
Yeah.
Because it's been knocking me down.
Yeah.
Hurting me. I've had too many ambulance rides. And too many drugs.
Yeah.
They weren't even giving me drugs for a long time. I had to fight them to get my disabilities.
Yeah.
They said my problems were not disabling.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. What sort of things?
But they retired me. I did get retired coming out of the military. But
okay.
But the percentage of disability, the payments were.
Yeah.
So I had to try to work.
What year would you say, do you remember you did get the full disability and the full retirement? Was that like?
No, not the full. I had the full retirement, but I didn't have the full disability rating.
Okay.
And matter of fact, that started with 30%.
I see.
That was the minimum.
Yeah.
To get the retired from the military.
Yeah.
But then, and 30% is nothing. Then it took me, and with my retirement, I could go to the commissary, and there's a lot of benefits in that part. But I, you got for what? And then, as I on down the road, I'm sick all the time. I'm hurting all the time. But I still try to work. Yeah. I did work. I done construction, all kinds of construction and stuff like that. Whatever I could do. But I done construction most of the time. When I could take it. And I had to try to hit. I provided. Here I am. So something happened. And then I had all these fights all this time up until 1987, I think. Okay. No, 1990
or so. Gotcha.
I got totaled out,
100%. Where do you find some joy in life yet?
I played professional music a bit. Yeah, I did. Yeah, there was joy.
Yeah.
It was, trust me, that was nice, real nice.
So music can be a joy for you. Yeah.
Well, it was. I mean, yeah. I played music for years. I played. I won scholarships playing music and all that. And I went to school in California, and I done good. I mean, I didn't really get to do real good because I was hurting so much.
Yeah.
And I got to go to the hospital all the time. I even went to school in Missouri. Had to throw in a towel. I was hurting too badly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anything we haven't covered that you would like for us to pry into a little deeper? Is it kind of a wrap for right now?
I'm just going along with what you think.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to do what you have to do.
Right.
And your agenda is a little different. But to go through all of it is a little asking for a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But details are detailed, and that's why the editing and,
right.
And all the other things that I have to get done, I want to get done. Immediately, if not sooner.
Right.
But it won't be immediate because I can't operate that way. I don't have all the things that I need around me. I have to have help with that. The help I need is because I can't see that well.
Right.
Can't type that well because I can't see that well. And I'm so far from everything.
Yeah.
Like the university.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to get it done. That's my fight.
Yeah. Well, hey, this has been quite a ride here, and I'm going to call it a wrap for now.
Okay.
See where we go from here another time, okay?
Okay.